Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And in this episode, I want to teach you about an acting thing to watch out for. And it's the difference between an internal pause and an external pause, right? And I want to, as I'll talk about it, I'll show you what it actually implies and why it's important to know this. And this is obviously great for actors, but it's great for directors, producers, editors, ultimately anyone, whether it be in the acting space or even the hosting space, really, right? Anything that's like on camera or audio, right? It is useful to understand this lesson. But before I fully get into it, I would like to take the opportunity to invite you to subscribe if you haven't already, that way you get all the various lessons and episodes that I put out right when I put them out. Thank you if you just did, and thank you if you already were. It truly does mean a lot to me, as I hope it does to you. So let's get into this. An internal breath is one that is motivated by the actor. You know, it's them pausing because they're the ones dictating the pace. As opposed to an external pause, it's really because generally they're searching for a line. And it's not to say that, you know, ever there can't be any length of breath between, you know, two lines of dialogue within a scene. However, there's always an immediate reaction, right? It just, it makes it feel like a natural performance versus stilted and stiff acting, right? That generally external pauses are a dead giveaway for bad acting. Or acting like, you know, that you don't know the lines or whatever the case may be, right? It just isn't good. And to really illustrate this, I want to play a clip from one of what I think is just a masterclass in acting. And that's this movie called Together. Not to be confused with Together, Together. Together stars James McAvoy and Sharon Horgan. It just recently came out, but here's a little clip and then we'll break it down.
I vividly remember being at dinner with him and watching him eat and just thinking, it's the worst thing I've ever experienced.
What? I'm not a bad eater.
No, it's not that you're a bad eater. It's just like, it's just the fact of you eating. Like, watching you eat makes all the various different processes involved more apparent. You know, like mastication and rending of flesh, grinding of matter, just mixing with saliva and sucking it down into your big old meat bowl of acid to break it down until it's no more than a brown sausage of turd to be squeezed out via your anus.
Wow, you get all that from eating?
No, just you eating.
So there, in that 30 seconds or so, even though it's primarily Sharon who's driving that scene, James McAvoy, even though he's not saying much, or sometimes he does take his pot, there's always a sound that he'll throw in, or he'll give a look, or he'll, he'll just do something, right? Because he's always like reacting to what she is saying. And then when he does speak, sometimes, as I just did right there, he'll start something again, whether it's an actual line of dialogue or something nonverbal, like a hmm. He'll take that, and then he'll pause himself, right? To form his words or whatever the case may be. That is internal pause. Whereas external pause, is two people talking and without any sort of reaction. And I wish I had a clip of something like that readily available, but A, I don't want to embarrass anybody. B, I don't necessarily have access to anything, because I just don't. But needless to say, it would be like something along the lines of like, hey, do you want to get dinner? Sure, yeah, we can get dinner. As opposed to, hey, you want to go get dinner? Okay, yeah, sure, we can go get dinner. Just that difference alone can really make or break. And by the way, I'm not an actor and things like that in that sense, but it just feels more natural, right? In that sense, and really helps performance. So That's something to look out for as an actor, as a director, as a producer, as an editor, whatever the case may be, right? Just anything. To me, in general, I think it's just great on camera, like anything on camera. But which, by the way, I think, you know, this technique, as I may mention, can help hosts, right? Because as you're doing something, whether it's straight to camera or, you know, on a panel discussion or something like that, taking an internal pause is much more impactful than an external pause. You know, external pause in the radio space or podcast space implies dead air. We don't want that, right? Whereas someone deliberately taking a pause doesn't feel like dead air. So that's really the difference of it all. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to tune in. I hope this is beneficial to you. Let me know how you are applying it and so forth. And as always, if you have any questions or thoughts of your own, share them down below in the comments section or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. And yeah, would love to converse with you. Anyway, thank you. I hope to see you next time.